Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You are listening to KLRN Radio, where liberty and reason still reign.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Spring will be here soon, so if buying a new home is on your to-do list, right now is the time to call Quicken Loans. Learn about which mortgage options make sense for you and get a jump on your competition. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hi, welcome to this Subway ad for the new Sesame Ginger Glazed Chicken Signature Wrap. How would you like it?
I'll take a...
Sports announcer at home?
Yeah, how'd you...
We just know.
My wife picks up the new signature wrap. It's got double the rotisserie-style chicken mixed with a sesame ginger glaze. She appears annoyed at me, but she shrugs it off. Those sweet and savory flavors are calling her name. She lifts the wrap and... She takes the bite! Incredible! And now she's closing the door on my... Subway, make it what you want.
Limited time only at participating restaurants. Double meat basement, average 6-inch sub.
I'm Little Teapot, short and stout.
Here is my handle and here is my spout.
No, Dad, like this. When I get all steamed up, then I shout, tip me over and
pull me out.
This is WWE superstar Roman Reigns. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
KLRN Radio has advertising rates available. We have rates to fit almost any budget. Contact us at advertising@klrnradio.com.
It's time now for the Conservative Curmudgeon Radio Show. Now, here's Grouchy.
Everybody, holy hell, we are back on the air. Seems like it's been forever. But yeah, that's right, Seymour. Anyway, it is great to be back. It's been a little while. Like I said, I've had a nice long bout with the Rona. Rick's had a nice long bout with technical issues at the mothership, but everything seems to be straightened out now.
Oh, God, you said it out loud. Why did you say that out loud? Never do that.
No. I dare jinx the fates.
I hate you.
Oh, man. It all boils down to one thing, Rick. Freedom. We're going to talk a lot about our freedoms tonight. But before we do that, like I alluded to, had a nasty bout with the Rona. Took me down for 2 hard weeks and now 2 soft weeks after that. I'm still not 100%, but getting better. Kept it kind of quiet. But that's where I've been for really the last month. And I forget when the last time we did a toxic show was, but it had to be before that.
I know for me, it's been months, so I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, we had Mickey sit in with us one night. I think that's probably been 2 months back. But then again, I've lost so much in the brain fog and all that stuff, I don't even know anymore. You know, Ordy might be in the chat room. He might know. He might blurt it out. Who knows?
He hasn't heard us yet, but anyway. He's in there.
What's that?
Oh, they're too busy giving us crap right now, asking who the new hosts are.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny. I wish you could see my middle finger, but you can't because it's radio, so fuck you.
Good thing I remember to turn the explicit tag back on.
Hey, you know, hey, we've been off the air. We can get away with it.
No, it's all good. I actually really, because I had to change machines, so I realized tonight that I didn't have the explicit tag on anymore, so I went and fixed that before we hit the live button. We're good. Fire away.
We're good. We're good. So, yeah, look, part of my experience with the Rona case is I had the monoclonal antibody infusion, which is an IV drip. It's not a real infusion, but had the antibody treatment. So now I have a 90-day wait before I can even think about the vaccine. And I am thinking about it. I'm still leaning against it, but I am thinking about it. Thinking about it for personal reasons that go beyond me. So anyway, I read this neat article though today, and I'm sad that I only read it today because I wish I could have gotten my hands on the whole thing and really spent some time with it. But, you know, there's been a little hubbub lately, when MMA and podcast host Joe Rogan contracted COVID, and, he said he treated and defeated COVID in 3 or 4 days with ivermectin. And there was this huge, huge push from, I'm going to just say the left, because the medical community seems to be split on ivermectin as well. But the left was just really pushing hard about how this was horse medicine and humans shouldn't take it, and ignoring completely the fact that there is a human version of ivermectin and that it has been used successfully by many physicians around the country to treat COVID patients. And the fact that it's a Nobel Prize winning medication, 2015, you can look that up. And, you know, don't take my word for it. Always do your own homework. I know you're in the chat room groaning right now. Homework. Shut it. Chat lives matter. You guys rule, but shut it. So, this article that I read was talking about Pfizer entering phase 1 study of a novel oral antiviral therapeutic agent for COVID. Now, the in vitro studies conducted to date show that the clinical candidate that they're calling PF07321332 is a potent, and I want you to catch this now, protease inhibitor with potent antiviral activity against SARS-CoV-2. Now, what does all that mean to you? Well, it means next to nothing, but ivermectin was also found to be a blocker of viral protease and in humans and replicase for that matter. TMPRSS2, to be specific. So it's funny to me how we're getting showered with these stories about how ivermectin is horse medicine and humans shouldn't be taking it. And yet Pfizer is designing a pill form to treat COVID that seems to be an awful lot like ivermectin. I'm not telling you to go out and buy ivermectin if you get COVID. I am not giving anybody medical advice. I'm simply drawing a comparison line and asking, what the hell's the difference? Protease and replicase blockers in humans that's successful for treating SARS-CoV-2, but one's horse medicine and the other one's going to trials. Folks, like I say, do your homework and now follow the money. Follow the money, because that's where our answers will lie. And we will get some answers on this. And like I said, we're going to talk about a lot of freedom tonight. They don't want you to have the freedom to choose ivermectin. Why? Oh, there's no money in it. Ivermectin is dirt cheap, comparatively speaking. But that's all I really have on this story right now, because I just got the article today and had a chance to sit down and go through it. Now, I know for a fact we have at least one or two people normally in the chat room. I'm not viewing the chat room tonight, so I can't see who's in there, but normally we have one or two people from North Carolina in there. And I found this story interesting because North Carolina seems to have a history of it, as I found out. So alcohol regulators in the state of North Carolina have banned Flying Dog Brewery from selling one of its beers in the state due to a label that has been deemed, quote unquote, in bad taste. Flying Dog CEO Jim Caruso has tangled with beer label bureaucrats and beaten them in many other states. But the North Carolina Alcohol Beverage Control Board needs to crack open a copy of the U.S. Constitution. The North Carolina ABC's decision to prohibit sales of Flying Dog's Freezing Season Winter Ale over the beer's label design seems to be a blatant violation of the First Amendment, says Caruso, who is a donor to, charitable and media publication websites. But later this week, a federal judge will have his say. Flying Dog has filed a lawsuit and is seeking an injunction to prevent the North Carolina ABC from blocking the distribution of the beer in the state. A hearing on the injunction is scheduled for September 9th. The offending label, like all Flying Dog beers, contains a distinctive cartoon image by illustrator Ralph Steadman. And you can pull this up online. It's available out there if you want to look at it. Whose work with the Maryland-based brewery dates back to its roots in the Gonzo lands near Aspen, Colorado. It's not clear exactly what the state's regulators object to. though the naked humanoid figure on the beer's label does seem to be sporting a small, we'll call it appendage between its legs. It could be like, you know, some people have an extra long coccyx and they almost look like they have a tail. It could very well be
an extra long what? Just asking for clarification.
Coccyx.
Okay, just checking.
It's a bone in the top of your ass.
No, I know what it is. It just sounded close enough to something else that I wanted to be a smart ass.
Yes, not a coccyx. Anyway, Caruso said that he suspects that the quote-unquote tail-like thing is what triggered the ban. Instead of it possibly being construed as a, the water was cold. But anyway, officially, however, all Flying Dog beer has been told is that the label is, quote, inappropriate and, quote, in bad taste. That is all it takes for North Carolina to prohibit the beer from being marketed, sold, and distributed. The North Carolina ABC did not return requests for comments. The regulation is on its face in constitutional bad taste, as it is in clear violation of the First Amendment, according to attorneys for Flying Dog, including veteran First Amendment lawyers Greg Doucette and Mark Randazza. As they argue in their court documents, they say banning the beer label is an unconstitutional viewpoint-based restriction on speech, similar to restrictions that the U.S. Supreme Court has repeatedly struck down. The main case in hand to reference is Mattel versus Tam, in which the Supreme Court ruled that the Federal Patent and Trademark Office could not prevent the all-Asian dance rock band The Slants from trademarking its name, even if the name violated PTO rules against disparaging persons living or dead, institutions, beliefs, or national symbols, or bring them into contempt or disrepute. Restrictions on commercial speech must serve a substantial government interest and must be narrowly drawn, the High Court held in Mattel. Since that 2017 ruling, Mattel has been cited by courts that have overturned government agencies' bans on blasphemous personalized license plates, obscene-sounding clothing brand names, supposedly illegal Mexican food chains. I don't know what that's supposed to mean. And others. So there we have, you know, freedoms being restricted. North Carolina government thinks that it can get away with calling something in bad taste and thus restricting commerce? Questioned Randazzo in his email. We're not okay with that, he said. This is not the first time that North Carolina's beer regulators have attempted to censor a product being sold in the state. Let's see. The ABC board had blacklisted about 230 beer and wine brands since 2002 for having labels or names that offended the board's sensibilities. Among the inappropriate products banned from the state are beers with names like Daddy Needs His Juice. You gotta be kidding me. And Beergasm. I'm telling you, these people are living in caves. Ironically, the North Carolina ABC reportedly told Utah-based Wasatch Brewing Company that its Polygamy Porter could not be sold in the state because polygamy is illegal. But the board also banned a beer named Kissing Cousins, despite the fact that it is literally legal to marry your first cousin in North Carolina. Wait,
first cousin? Seriously?
Yes.
Dude, that, okay, yeah, I, yeah, that's just wrong. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but that's just wrong.
You get no argument for me. The state I happen to live in at this time, it is also legal here.
See, I thought it was creepy that in Oklahoma you can marry your third cousin. I mean, at least there's some distance there.
There is some distance there, and I would still find that creepy, but, you know, that's just me. I like to go outside of the family tree. But, dude, hey,
I'm not judging it. My family tree screwed up enough without the branches starting to curve back in. Just saying.
Well, there you go. You keep doing this cousin marrying stuff, and eventually your tree has no branches.
Is that how the palm tree came about? Just curious.
You know, I don't know. Could be. But why, anyway,
Why does Jeff know down to the number that how many? Never mind. I think he figured out he was wrong. But he's like, 18 states allow that if I'm not wrong. And apparently he said he was wrong. So I don't know.
I don't know either. That's some quick internet research there, Jeff. Keep up the good work, buddy. Again, kissing cousins is banned, even though you can literally marry your first cousin in North Carolina. So perhaps alcohol regulators shouldn't be deciding what can and can't be sold in the state based on the silly assumption that beer branding will encourage people to engage in certain behaviors, as if anyone is making decisions about how to live their lives based on the content of beer labels. Is this a problem in other states with less aggressive branding police? I mean, really, is it? This also isn't the first time Flying Dog has gone to bat for free speech. The brewery's Raging Bitch beer was banned in Michigan in 2009 for having a name like Raging Bitch. After a lawsuit challenged that ban on First Amendment grounds, Michigan's regulators put their tails between their legs and allowed the beer to be sold. The beer company continued to press the case in federal court in 2016. They won on the merits of their case and used the damages won to launch a new pro-free speech legal center. This is what I'm talking about. These guys are doing it right. The new lawsuit in North Carolina, Caruso said, is about defending the First Amendment against petty bureaucrats who want to censor whatever they personally dislike. I think he's hit the nail right on the head here. The offending label, like all Flying Dog beers, contains a distinctive cartoon image. We read about that earlier. He does sport a small-looking appendage between his legs. Caruso said he did suspect that the tail-like thing is what triggered the ban. Officially, however, all Flying Dog has been told is that it's inappropriate and in bad taste. The regulation on its face, Seymour, why is this doubled? Okay, under the table, dumbass. Wow. Doubled the notes up on me. Well, no wonder I thought I had enough content, huh? Yeah. Stupid.
Uh-oh, did your intern screw the pooch again?
Oh, man, I'm going to put a call in to stake him. He is so screwed now.
And here he was trying to break extra glass to still hit his quota. I guess it doesn't matter.
You know, when you screw up the first show back in months, you deserve it. Get under the table.
are you sure you want them under the table? Just saying.
Well, it's on the other side of the room. It's not like okay. It's not like he's my knees or
just,
something.
Just trying to clarify for those getting a middle picture of you shoving your intern under the table.
Well, there you go. Yeah, it's not like Project Lincoln or anything.
Project Lincoln Log. Give me. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. All right, so man, hey, you know we're getting close to the bottom of the hour. You want to go ahead and burn the commercial now?
Yeah, we can do that
since we're at the end of the. Yeah, let's go ahead and burn the commercial now, and then when we come back, we'll do some housekeeping and we'll continue on. I don't think I have enough to fill the hour, but we'll make it work.
There's two of us here. We got you covered, brother. Don't worry.
Exactly.
I think Ordy and I are planning on going live as soon as you finish anyway, so if worse comes to worse, we'll tag him in.
There you go. Hey, it all works for me.
I don't know. You were just talking about kissing cousins, so maybe tagging him in was the wrong word choice.
He's not my cousin.
All right, you rolling us out or you want me to do it?
No, go. Take it out. Go.
All right, folks, you're listening to the Conservative Curmudgeon Radio Show. I'm the producer, Rick Robinson, who just got thrown onto this thing live mic because somebody didn't do their prep work, but I can't really say much because I haven't done radio in like 4 months. We'll be back. Stay tuned. I'm addicted to madness, but what can I do? I've got my silver tongue.
You are listening to KLRN Radio, where liberty and reason still reign.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Spring will be here soon, so if buying a new home is on your to-do list, right now is the time to call Quicken Loans. Learn about which mortgage options make sense for you and get a jump on your competition. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hi, welcome to the Subway ad for the new Sesame Ginger Glazed Chicken Signature Wrap. How would you like it?
I'll take a...
Sports announcer at home?
Yeah, how'd you...
We just know.
My wife picks up the new Signature Wrap. It's got double the rotisserie-style chicken mix with a sesame ginger glaze. She appears annoyed at me, but she shrugs it off. Those sweet and savory flavors are calling her name. She lifts the wrap and... She takes the bite! Incredible! And now she's closing the door on my... Subway, make it what you want.
Limited time only at participating restaurants. Double meat basement, average 6-inch sub.
I'm Little Teapot, short and stout.
Here is my handle and here is my spout.
No, Dad, like this. When I get all steamed up, then I shout. Tip me over and
pour me out.
This is WWE superstar Roman Reigns. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
KLRN Radio has advertising rates available. We have rates to fit almost any budget. Contact us at advertising@klrnradio.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Let's see. Hey, you know what we got to do, Rick?
What do we got to do?
I know you've been gone too, but Is Red Wine on tonight?
It is not. Actually, Ordy and I are planning on going live as soon as you wrap. We're going to move Robinson and Hordy an hour earlier and just run it till I run out of gas.
There you go. So you're going to get Robinson and Hordy until Rick runs out of gas. And depending on what he had for dinner, that could take a little while. But
yeah, so the plan tonight, because like I said, I've been spending most of the last couple of, well, actually, since I got everything up and running again, I've spent most of this week and in between stomach bug and everything else trying to purposefully break the system, so I haven't really had much time to do research for a solo show. So when Ordy asked to move early, I was like, sure, we can do that. We'll just run long, because I was going to use the hour to prep for Rails, but I'd rather hang out with Ordy because we haven't done a show in forever anyway. So we're going to do Robinson and Hordy basically for probably, I would say probably at least 90 minutes, because we normally wind up doing that anyway. And then who knows? But yeah, things, I do plan on getting things to hopefully return to normal next week. As close to normal as I can do lately, as long as I can get rid of this stomach thing, because I have two kids in the house right now that are both below the age of two, and they keep passing the stomach bug back and forth, and it finally got me. It's been fun.
Nice.
Been fun.
Nice. So, okay. So you get Robinson and 40 for probably about 90 minutes, or, you know, give or take. You might go a little long, might go a little short, who knows? But no Red Wine tonight, and probably no Rails. So
yeah, it's just Rails will start again next week.
And then the other guys, you know.
The other guys.
The Slackers.
The other guys.
The Slackers.
Isn't there a movie called The Other Guys? Did you?
That horse, he's probably still doing like 30 hours a week of live radio, so.
Hey, speaking of, I actually did get hit up by Chad the other day. It looks like I'm actually probably about to start filling in over there again, so yay.
Okay.
Woo-hoo. Okay. Gonna start being on local radio again. Yay.
Yeah. So like I said, we're gonna theme on freedoms tonight. We just talked about freedom of speech, basically, with or expression, let's say, with the beer. We talked about your freedom of choice with medications earlier. This one might get your attention a little more. Imagine living in a world where every one of your non-cash financial transactions, everything from a simple restaurant meal that you buy at lunch for yourself on your debit card, a Venmo transfer to a friend, maybe some Bitcoin bought on dips, was automatically reported to a beefed up, audit hungry IRS. That dystopia could become a reality if President Joe Biden gets his way. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen and key Capitol Hill allies such as Senator Elizabeth Warren are pushing a vast intrusive financial surveillance system in the name of closing the quote unquote tax gap. But don't worry. Don't worry, they say. There's no need to fear if you've got nothing to hide. Famous words from the government, right? For already compliant taxpayers, the only effect of this regime is to provide easy access to summary information on the financial accounts and to decrease the likelihood of costly no-fault examinations, the Treasury Department said this May in a nakedly authoritarian document called the American Families Plan Tax Compliance Agenda. But for non-compliant taxpayers, the department continues, this regime would encourage voluntary compliance as evaders realize that the risk of evasion being detected has risen noticeably. The administration's proposed comprehensive financial account reporting regime would dramatically increase the types of financial institutions and transactions exposed to the Fed's prying eyes. All business and personal accounts from financial institutions, including bank, loan, investment accounts, would be forced to report gross inflows and outflows to the IRS. Gross was in quotations. We'll find out why maybe in a little bit here. And not just bank accounts. The dragnet would now include PayPal, settlement companies, and crypto asset exchanges, for starters. This new domestic surveillance program, which requires congressional approval, thank God, I mean, that's one little thing we got going for us, is one prong of a tripartite strategy for transforming the entire global financial system into a harmonious, haven-free collection funnel to the IRS. The second part, which has taken up the bulk of Biden's multilateral diplomacy so far, is getting the industrialized world to agree on a global minimum corporate tax of 15%, while setting up a system to prevent multinational companies from registering their profits in the lowest tax jurisdictions. Cutting corporate taxes is a self-defeating competition, Yellen said in April, and neither President Biden nor I are interested in participating in it anymore. We want to change the game. This is what these assholes campaigned on. So if you know somebody that voted for this asshole and the hyena that's hiding right now, you should slap the shit out of them at your earliest convenience. In July, representatives from 130 countries, including finance ministers from the G20, representing the world's richest democracies, agreed in principle to a worldwide minimum corporate tax. We have a chance now to build a global and domestic tax system, Yellen crowed. The race to the bottom is one step closer to coming to an end. The bottom. It's amazing the way these people think. Their minds do not work normally. They cannot stand people to be free. The agreement still has significant obstacles to overcome, namely the legislatures of 130 countries, including the United States Congress. But Yellen has some cause to be cocky because the third prong of Washington's strategy has already been constructed. In 2009, President Barack Obama promised to generate $210 billion in new tax revenue over 10 years by cracking down on overseas tax loopholes. While the corporate tax element of the plan was quickly killed by lobbyists, the individual component remained in the form of the 2010 Foreign Account Tax Compliance Act. Built on a foundation of American exceptionalism, the U.S. is one of only two countries that tax citizens living abroad. This act imposed onerous new annual reporting requirements on Americans with more than $10,000 in overseas financial institutions. The law brazenly threatened international banks if they didn't rat out their U.S. clients to the IRS. And the results were predictable. Expats were locked out of banking services. Record numbers of mostly middle-class Americans renounced their U.S. citizenship. And IRS collections went essentially unchanged. But for a very small political price, no one much cares about the estimated 9 million Americans living abroad, Washington was able to bend an entire global financial system to its will. An IRS with the ability to compel global transaction data sounds like something out of a Philip K. Dick novel. Yet here we are, unless we consciously cover our tracks. Another concern is that the information reporting regime will shift taxpayers toward a greater use of cash. Count on it. The Treasury Department's compliance plan frets. It also notes that cryptocurrencies already pose a significant detection problem by facilitating illegal activity abroad, including tax evasion. cash and crypto may be the last currencies compatible with privacy. Biden said, I promise to lead the world to deliver a foreign policy for middle class, and today we are doing just that. Just as long as the middle class has nothing to hide. Do you trust them? I damn sure don't.
Not any further than I can throw them, and I can't throw them, so.
Yeah, no shit, right? I mean, this is ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Let's see. Last story, and then we'll kill the rest of the time with however we got to kill it. But if you judge a city's heart by how much they're willing to go the extra mile, even for its non-human residents, then Arlington, Texas certainly has proved that things are bigger in the Lone Star State. When Zoe, a 15-year-old deaf lab mix, wandered away from her home, practically the whole community turned out to help find her. Zoe's owner said, I had put a Nextdoor app, we're missing our dog. And people were like, here's my number, call me and I will come help you find her, said dog mom Andrea Tankersley. The difficult part is she's deaf. So we're calling out to her, of course, knowing it's not any good, but you can't help it. Searchers reported hearing dog sounds, but were unable to figure out where they were coming from. 2 days later, city water crews homing in on her echoing barks located Zoe trapped in a muddy storm drain under a city street. The water department camera was set up to monitor Zoe's condition in the tunnel as a Herculean rescue effort coordinated by Arlington's fire department, police, paramedics, and city workers was quickly mounted to free the trapped canine. Using jackhammers, pneumatic saws, and heavy equipment, crews worked tirelessly in extreme heat conditions to break up the pavement and dig down to the concrete drain pipe below. Throughout the excavation, neighbors supplied workers with food and beverages to keep them going. Nearly 10 hours later, a section of the top of the culvert was lifted away to reveal the watery channel. Once they had access, rescuers still had to come up with a way to get Zoe safely out of the confined tunnel space. When one firefighter posed the idea of rolling her out on a skateboard, a kindergartner named Hunter volunteered his board for the cause. I'm saying this is truly a whole community effort here. The skateboard, autographed by the fire and police personnel who helped out in the rescue, is set to be presented back to the little boy with a big thank you from everyone involved. At 11 hours and counting, rescuers finally pulled Zoe from the concrete pipe to cheers and applause from an elated crowd of onlookers. The tired pooch was passed, bucket brigade style, up the street, where waiting emergency workers addressed her and then reunited her with her family and their kids. Amazingly, although she was scuffed up and understandably distressed, Zoe suffered no major ill effects from her ordeal, and after getting an all clear from the vet, is happy to be back home. Everyone has been so helpful, they said. There have been cheers of joy and tears when Zoe was rescued. I love seeing the community turn out and cheer a successful end to this, and for a family to have their beloved pet returned to them at the end of the day. Now I'm going to tell you what. You guys, if you've been listening, you know I love to end on a high note, and that's about as high a high note as I can think to give. Now, we're not technically going to wrap it up right now because we're gonna kill about, 13 more minutes here before we sign off. So I'm gonna be bugging Rick, and if Rick wants to tag Ordy in, if Ordy wants to come in a few minutes early, that's fine with me too. Let's not do that with the three of us together. I mean, I don't judge, and if that's y'all's thing,
up
and go for it. But
it's not what you said last night.
Sound like David Hogg down there. I mean, Jesus Christ.
Hey, I'm not the one shoving my intern under the table. Just saying.
Yes, he's still under there cowering right now, too. If he pulls his head out, I'm going to slap it with a belt.
So what you're saying is he's the sub and you're the dom?
You could express it that way if you were inclined, sure.
Kind of what? I'll
whip a Seymour ass.
Is that why you named him Seymour? Is it because of that old joke, Seymour Buns?
Seymour Butts. Actually, you know, he got the name because years and years and years ago, back when I worked in Top 40 Radio, I wrote a commercial for a printing company. And one of the characters I created in the commercial for them was named Seymour. So I just thought it would be fun to revive Seymour and bring him back to life, you know, here and now, all these years later.
Nice. Interesting.
Yeah. You know, it's a little something, but it's, you know, it means something to me. So that commercial actually won an award for Mississippi Broadcasting Best 30-Second Time Slot that year. So Seymour was kind of famous and didn't even know it.
That's awesome.
Not too shabby. Not too shabby. So anyway, his little non-steak I'm having ass is still under the table. So you can feel bad for him if you want to, but that's where he's staying until the end of the show. So
no steakums for you tonight, Seymour. Bad Seymour.
That's
bad.
It. Stupid ass.
So whose fault is it really, though? The intern or the person who didn't check the intern's notes before they went on the air?
Well, let's put it this way. When I messaged you and said, let's do a show tonight, I did about 3 more hours of work after that. And then Seymour started hitting me with notes. We really put this show together today.
Well, you know, that's how I roll anyway.
Yeah, I mean, not me normally, but, you know, I like to find the better quality stories and then have Seymour get it all set up for me and laid out properly. And maybe I did fall down on the job, but it's his job to catch that. So
you're punishing your intern because you haven't done a show in so long that he couldn't keep up either.
That's correct.
Okay, just making sure.
Yes, I have no problem admitting it, okay? You can call me an asshole. I've been called a lot worse.
Oh, I'm not calling you an asshole. It's intern abuse. Not really.
I'm sure somebody is somewhere, so it's okay.
Oh, man.
So, other than your stomach bug, you know what you've been up to over the last couple of months?
getting used to being single again, figuring out how to fit everything in now that I have to do all of it. Other than that, and trying to get things up and running again, because I haven't done a show up until last week in like almost 3.5 months. And then it planned on trying to get things back to normal last night, and then the stomach bug hit again. So I was like, and then next thing I know, I woke up and it was like 6:30 in the morning, and I'm like, I guess I was too sick to do a show anyway. Oh my lord, dude, you're like putting out all your business right in the middle of a chat. Hey, Jeff, can we go ahead and pull that down? I'm not comfortable with his address and everything being in the chat, please.
What do we got in chat?
Ron put his driver's license photo in the chat to prove it was him.
Oh my God, Ron, you don't have to do that, buddy. What the hell?
That's all right. As soon as Jeff catches up, he'll pull it. It's gone now.
Wow.
Love you, Ron, but you don't need to verify identity with us like that, brother. That's too much info for you to be putting out in the chat, man.
I wouldn't want that either. I don't want anybody being unsafe with their personal info that way.
Anyway. So, yeah, the not real guy, Jeff, thank you. Rick's not real, just like he was getting his
battery
charged.
I see Hordy is whoring out your show coming up in about 10 minutes now.
Yeah. So apparently, according to Jeff, I'm not real. I'm just like the birds. I was getting my batteries changed.
You're the what?
Oh, there's a whole subculture thing that birds aren't real.
Oh, birds aren't real. Okay,
so
I get it.
So apparently I'm just as not real as the birds. I've just been off getting my batteries changed.
I still get a little foggy headed sometimes. So anyway, it's, you know.
What are we talking about? No idea. Come join us in the chat.
Yeah, exactly, right? Huh? Somebody said something?
No, it was in Ordy's tweet for the show coming up in a minute. And he's like, what are we talking about? No idea. Join us anyway. See, he's getting used to my flying by the seat of the pants things. Well, Ordy, if I'm not real, are you planning on doing a solo show in 9 minutes? Because, I can go back to bed. Just saying. I can hit the button and then leave.
You can hit the button, huh?
Yeah,
hit the button.
I can hit the button and leave.
You'd be like the little girl in Rush Hour. Press the goddamn button.
That reminds me of one of the first podcasts I ever put together that wasn't one that I was doing more than producing for. Back when I was still doing everything on Blog Talk Radio, Dave from Finding Common Ground actually did a show for a while on his own. And I used to produce it for him. And the end of the intro, I don't even remember what movie it was from, but it was some obscure movie reference. And at the very end of the intro was, push the button, Frank! And it, first time I mixed that together. And
yeah, should have used the little girl instead.
No.
Yeah, they probably didn't go for that back then, did they?
Yeah, I don't know about using a little girl. just don't know.
The audio clip, you dirty old man.
Hey, I resemble that remark, sir. I resemble that remark.
Wow.
So, what else have I missed? I mean, I've seen President Cabbage Patch going off over and over again and not making a lick of sense.
It's completely unhinged. I mean, when it gets to the point where David Hogg sounds smarter than you, that's a problem. Running the free world, you know, anyway.
Yeah, I just think it's funny that everybody was like, oh my God, Donald Trump is so bad because he tweets mean things. At least he can talk. last I checked, these people think they were voting in Boomhauer because that's who they got.
Dude, you know, the thing that really gets me more than anything is I see all these people screaming, impeach Biden, impeach Biden for what, Kamala?
I mean, dude, they would have to go down the entire chain of – or the entire line of secession before it would do any good.
Because there are 16 Democrats in front of the Republican that would be in line. So, yeah, we got a long way to go. The best thing to do is to get a strong message, come out, take the House, take back the Senate in the midterms, and – lock this bitch down. Just shut his whole agenda down. But I'm not seeing that. I'm not seeing that formula come to fruition. Maybe it will. I don't know. But, you know, the GOP is famous for shooting itself in the damn foot. So
these days they've been aiming a little higher from what I hear.
Yeah, well, I mean, nothing would surprise me more.
I mean, the thing about it is, and this is the thing that I keep coming back to, and this has kind of been my recurring message, basically ever since I started doing this. Look, guys, the simple fact of the matter is, if you're buying into the two-party system, you're not paying attention because they both want the same things. The difference is one of them wants to get you there very slowly, and the other party wants to get you there very quickly. So when you start thinking of the two parties, think of the Democrats as the party that wants to get you to communism on a bullet train. The Republican Party still wants to get you there. They just don't want you to notice, so they're using a handcar.
Well, there you go.
Because they all want the same things. They want the same control. I mean, look, I've barely been paying attention for the last 4 months, and even I've noticed Cocaine Mitch is now screaming for the vaccine. And I get it. You've had it, so now you're kind of thinking about it. But my thing with the vaccine, and I'm just going to be completely honest, how many decades does it normally take for us to turn something like that out?
Oh, yeah, I understand completely. And that's my whole hesitation from the very beginning with this was that this is – not only does it normally take decades to get something like that rolled out, but this is also the very first – mRNA vaccine in the United States. And I still, even though I've battled this stupid little bug and I've come out stronger on the other end, I still have very real concerns about the mRNA process working in your body. And I want you to think back over the last 20 years and think, swine flu, bird flu, SARS. I mean, how many different respiratory pandemics have we seen? When we start injecting these mRNA vaccines into our bodies, how long is it going to take before they start counteracting one another? Or working in conjunction with one another to do something they were never intended to do. And it's a very real concern because you're talking about vaccines that are going to work on the cellular level.
I mean, that's
it's not a viral.
But yeah, so that's the scariest part for me is because I've seen these movies. None of them end well. When you start injecting things into your body that rewrite your genetic structure, this doesn't ever end well.
No.
Just saying.
No, it doesn't. Follow the science. You're stupid. You don't do this. Yeah. You know what? Shut the fuck up.
I am following the science.
You make my decision, I'll make my decision, and I don't give a fuck if you like it or not. Thank you.
Anyway.
So, hey, top of the hour, bro. We did it.
We did it.
Oh, so I'm going to tell everybody to stay tuned for Robinson and Horty. It's been a pleasure being back on the air with you guys. That is the show. If you like it, tell your friends. If your friends like it, you need new ones. But they and you are welcome with me starting every Wednesday right now again on KLRN Radio, America's Podcast Network. I'm your host, The Grouch. Peace.
I hate this place. Nothing works here. The medications don't work. I've been here for 7 years.
Here's to us. Here's to love. All the times only messed up. Here's to you. Feel the ground. is to us.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.